What's on Your Mind preview show, a check of news, sports, a preview of our conversations, topics, and guests in the What's on Your Mind program all across the great state of North Dakota with Steve Bakken and I coming up in a little bit. Weather, what else is there? Let's start with news. And certainly news has to do with the Supreme Court decision yesterday on marriage. What do you think? We have a divided Supreme Court. We have a divided country. We have a divided congressional delegation in North Dakota. Everybody's divided. Here's my two cents on this, and Mark Skogerbo is here to banter about the news headlines with me. Human beings are flawed in general. We, you know, all of us are fallen in one way or another.
Haven't met a perfect one yet.
Exactly. And I believe what is happening by the man-made redefinition of marriage is a pretty significant failure of the human race.
Slow, inexorable apathy, indifference, and this happens.
See, marriage is not ours to define. We as human beings are not able to say, that's this.
Rights don't come from government.
And I must admit an enormous amount of frustration on this issue. Because none of us would be here if there was not marriage between a man and a woman. Or I should at least say, obviously we could be here without marriage. But, you know, the idea of marriage is so that families can be created. I mean, that's why marriage was...
At least at the moment of conception, there was a state of marriage.
So we would not be here but for a man and a woman.
Unless it was an artificial event, which is fairly recent.
And
extremely rare.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. So why it is controversial that marriage be defined as between a man and a woman, I have no idea.
This happened because...
Other than human failure.
They outworked us. All of the facts are on our side. All of the truth is on our side. All of the... We got outworked, out-hustled by an extreme minority.
And the culture just favors political correctness. You know, and it's politically incorrect. Here's the deal. I think anybody that chooses to be in a relationship, same sex, whatever, fine. I'm absolutely a personal decision. We're given free will, too. So, you know, if that's your choice. And quite honestly, I don't think culture warriors, Mark, like you and I, explain ourselves well enough on this to say, look, a man having a relationship outside of a marriage is equally wrong, right? I mean, the reason we believe at our core that marriage should be defined between a man and a woman is because we believe so strongly in the definition of marriages between a man and a woman and believe in that sacred relationship. So anything that's outside in other words, people deciding to live together, adultery, all of that is on the same plane.
But it's different when you introduce children and when you can adopt children. That's how the traditional marriage battle was won in South Dakota in 06 against withering odds. They had tea parties all over the country, tried to win for gay marriage in South Dakota, focusing on the children, that it is not good for children. You know, it's entirely different than two adults having a relationship.
Well, that breaks up a family, too, though. I mean,
adopting homosexuals adopting children, right, and going and really showing that is profoundly different.
That's got to be pretty rare too, though, don't you think? When they're adopting children,
more and more. Now they have the rights. Marriage gives them absolute equal right, and an awful lot of their relationships are very transient. Extremely, very few monogamy. Only 100,000 marriages nationwide. They've got marriage rights in 12, 13 states, and there's about 100,000 homosexual marriages in the whole country.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, but the thing is, you see, this means that anybody that says they're homosexual can get married, have the benefits, and adopt. And that's extremely dangerous.
So that's the big story.
Yeah.
On the program, What's on Your Mind, we'll have Yana Murdahl join us from Concerned Women for America. They have likened the decision yesterday by the Supreme Court to Roe versus Wade.
It is. And what we did wrong then is we didn't impeach them. Same way when they threw the Bible and prayer out of school. There was no impeachment movement because the people are the boss of judges. Judges can only hold office, a lifetime office, They have an additional requirement in the Constitution during good behavior. This is very bad behavior, any way you cut it. And this is a contemptuous of traditional beliefs of our Bible, of the faith of our fathers. Not one founding father would have voted for this. I am absolutely convinced of that.
Do you agree or disagree with that? And we want to know what you think about it. Here's the telephone number, by the way, that you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at, and to weigh in, 855-200-1776. So if you're chomping at the bit, call that number, 855-200-1776. Leave a comment. We'll air it here. We'll air it during the program statewide today as well. What else?
I got a great guest, James O'Keefe, who this guy that took down Acorn and uncovered all kinds of voter fraud. He's funny. He's a great journalist and a friend of Andrew Breitbart. And
he's been on that the free phone, the Obama phone story of late as well.
Yeah, he's just an amazing guy. He's going to be with us in the first hour in a Common Sense Club.
You'll like him. He's a dandy. I mentioned Jana Murdahl will be with us from Concerned Women for America on the marriage issue. By the way, one of my favorite bishops is Cardinal Timothy Dolan. He heads up the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Here's what he said yesterday about the Supreme Court decision. Today is a tragic day for marriage and for our nation. The Supreme Court has dealt a profound injustice to the American people by striking down in part the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. The court got it wrong. The federal government ought to respect the truth that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, even where states fail to do so. The preservation of liberty and justice requires that all laws, federal and state, respect the truth, including the truth about marriage. It's also unfortunate that the court did not take the opportunity to uphold California's Proposition 8, but instead decided not to rule on that matter. The common good of all, especially our children, depends upon a society that strives to uphold the truth of marriage. Now is the time to redouble our efforts in witness to this truth. These decisions are part of a public debate of great consequence. The future of marriage and the well-being of our society hang in the balance. Marriage is the only institution that brings together a man and a woman for life, providing any child who comes from their union with the secure foundation of a mother and a father. Our culture has taken for granted far too long what human nature, experience, common sense, and God's wise design all confirm. The difference between a man and a woman matters, and the difference between a mom and a dad matters. While the culture has failed in many ways to be marriage strengthening, this is no reason to give up. Now's the time to strengthen marriage, not redefine it.
Yeah.
When Jesus taught about the meaning of marriage, the lifelong exclusive union of husband and wife, he pointed back to the beginning of God's creation, of the human person as male and female. See Matthew 19, he says. In the face of the customs and laws of his time, Jesus taught an unpopular truth that everyone could understand. The truth of marriage endures, and we will continue to boldly proclaim it with confidence and charity. Now that the Supreme Court has issued its decisions with renewed purpose, we call upon all of our leaders and the people of this good nation to stand steadfastly together in promoting and defending the unique meaning of marriage, one man, one woman for life. We also ask for prayers as the court's decisions are reviewed and their implications further clarified. I meant to read that earlier as part of that. That's a pretty strong statement.
Obviously. And it clears a bell. 5-4, so this was passed by five human beings, decided to throw away all the heritage, all the Bible, all the faith of our fathers.
A new Gallup poll says 69% of Americans reject laws that limit the size of their software drinks to 16 ounces or less. Isn't that amazing? 69% of Americans think it's dumb to have a law about, you know, the size of soda drinks, but they, you know, they're indifferent on marriage.
But what's wrong with the other 31%?
I don't know. I'd like to find
them.
I
mean, they are really gone.
I also want to talk about this dispute over a subject of the forum editorial today and some topic of conversation in the last couple of days. Do you think it's wrong for the North Dakota University System, an employer, to have access to the emails of its employee, in this case, NDSU President Dean Bershani? He evidently thinks so. So I guess in general...
Well, was he doing the business of the university?
Yeah, Tim Flackel, who's a state legislator, state senator, Republican, said this is chilling. I to me.
Was it just, was it personal emails?
No, it's his school email.
Job related emails.
Yeah.
And he's in a public trust, highly paid for it. I don't know. You'd think he'd, well, I don't know. It seems like it should be that people should have a transparent leadership at all levels.
Yeah, exactly right. Gabby Gifford's coming to North Dakota next week to push gun control.
That'll fly real well.
Yeah, I don't think it will, actually. Yeah.
She'll have small crowds.
Anyway, more coming up. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Steve Bakken and I will be taking your phone calls. What's on your mind? Statewide conversation on the issues of the day. 800-228-0550 coming up in moments.
We do that because we're lazy.
Because we're lazy, you think? That's why we do that?
It's easier doing our job if you call.
Well, that's right. I'm curious. I don't know about you. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm curious, you know.
I know what I think. I want to know what everybody else thinks.
Exactly. I want to know what is on your mind. And we have a couple of guests today that will be joining us on the program. The manager of the state fair to talk about North Dakota's great gathering. But why not a few weeks away?
I'll be up there the whole week for that, too.
Yeah. So we'll find out what's on tap for this year and maybe help your summer travel plans out a little bit. By the way, we'll be at Medora tomorrow.
You know, that's another question. Are your summer travel plans altered? Because, well, once again, gas prices are a little high. Is the economy to the point where you're not worrying about your summer travel plans, or you staying a little close to home, maybe checking out Medora, where we'll be tomorrow, like you mentioned, or you're going to check out the state fair, maybe you haven't been there for a few years, instead of taking that trip across country because it's a little closer to home and save a little bit of money to doing that.
Should be fun. Anyway, we'll chat about that today on the program. By the way, I saw gas today, $3.34.
Oh, don't even.
So maybe it's
$3.69 in Bismarck.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's a spot, Fleet Farm on the interstate. $3.34 today.
Plus, if you buy something at Fleet Farm, you also get that coupon for another 4 cents off.
A discount. Sure. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, who else? Yana Murdahl will be on the program today. She's the North Dakota Director for Concerned Women for America on the impact of the Supreme Court gay marriage rulings. She also has some concerns about Judge Wickham Corwin, who is in the middle of a very bizarre investigation of his inappropriate behavior with a court reporter.
It's turning strange.
But also presiding over some important state abortion cases. So they've made some of their opinions known about the judge, and we'll talk with her about that, as well as the Supreme Court decision. The Concerned Women for America have said yesterday will go down in history as a decision by the Supreme Court just as bad as Roe versus Wade. We asked our audience a little bit about that already on Facebook to take their temperature, whether or not they agreed with that decision. Here's exactly what we said. Concerned Women for America said today, Supreme Court gay marriage ruling may do as much damage to our republic as Roe versus Wade continues to do 40 years later, while Senator Heidi Heitkamp said these decisions not only reflect the changing mood of the country, they also were based on sound legal reasoning. Discrimination is discrimination. Our government has no business treating the relationships of same-sex couples any different than it treats the relationship I have with my husband. Who is right? That's the
Roe
question.
Roe v. Wade was a bad thing?
Roe versus Wade was a bad thing, yes.
That did damage to this country, really?
Well, it did damage to 55 million unborn children. I don't know that you can call it anything other. I think damage is actually being kind. I'm sort of milk toasting a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just
55 million unborn children legally murdered as a result of Roe versus Wade.
But what would the economy be right now if we had another 55 million people not working?
Well, I've heard others suggest
those unemployment numbers would be huge.
Have others suggest that maybe we wouldn't have as much illegal immigration, that more of a work, but more of everything. Who knows? I mean, that's the great mystery we can't even wrap our arms around. I mean, what would we have a cure for cancer? Not one of those individuals would you don't know. I mean,
would we have another Hitler?
It's a plan interrupted. Plan, you know, you just don't know. I prefer to think of all the good things that could have come from those 55. You're obviously choosing to think of some bad things that could have happened.
No. I'm just saying.
We don't know.
You can't. It's not a glass half full or a glass half empty if you look at it in that context. You just can't. There's good and there's bad. It comes with both viewpoints. And you can't just look at the good and you can't just look at the bad.
David,
in mass.
David answers this question by saying, I think Republicans need to focus in on the budget, immigration, and other key issues rather than the issue of gay rights and abortion. I was raised in a home that believes that all people are God's children. He created all people, and it's not a choice that gays make. It's how they are wired. Time to deal with it and accept them. We, like all other U.S. citizens, as far as abortion is legal, change the law, but get off your high horse. I'm anti-abortion, but it's not my right to tell someone else what to do. The Republican stance on these two issues is why the younger generation is going the liberal way. Time to stop all that BS and hit those key issues, the budget, immigration, says David. Chad says, seems to me if the basis for this gay marriage movement is for equal benefits, then we should just cut the benefits. Government has no place subsidizing marriage in the first place. Take the money away for anyone getting married or having children. See how long it takes before being married isn't such a big deal anymore. This is simply a matter of certain groups wanting a cut of the freebies, so cancel the freebies.
Well, what's the incentive of getting married then? If it's not the tax break.
Well, I hope it's...
All right, I'm being facetious now.
I realize you are.
This morning. I really am. You know, bottom line, at the end of the day, I think it comes down to, at least for me, I'm not going to cast stones or point fingers. It's not my job to judge. And if you're on the religious side of these issues, it's not your job to judge either.
No, and I think that's quite clear. I mean, we're just not capable of that either. However, when you say judge, I don't believe that marriage is ours to redefine, right? I think this is a human flaw to suggest some judges or some members of Congress can sit there and say, this is marriage, this isn't marriage. That's not ours to define.
And don't change definitions.
Yeah, and
I think... you will, but I think marriage has been established as defined, and I don't think you should change the definition of marriage. That's like changing the definition of blue. Okay, it's now pink. Doesn't work
exactly.
Like that.
And by the way, it's very dangerous because where does it lead? If you can just sort of, you know, oh, the court says this now. You know, blue is now red. Wow. Now everything's upside down. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about. We started on it, but we haven't really had a chance to dig into it. But now the forum editorial has weighed in. On the side of Dean Bresciani being outraged that his email has been compromised, is what he says. And this isn't exactly hack. This just means his employer was able to access his email. I think that's pretty normal.
His employee's or employer's email.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll see what who folks side with there.
It's .edu, not .bresciani.
Yeah, he could get Dot Bresciani if he wanted to, and or a Gmail or Hotmail or anything else, and
that would be private.
Keep it completely private.
Exactly. Maybe he does.
Also, we're going to talk with the folks from the University of Mary about the about an event coming up. Are we talking about the softball tournament, or are we talking about a vets event? What are we talking about today with those folks?
Well, there's a veteran softball game that's within the softball tournament, so it's a great thing for veterans and the military. So
awesome.
We'll
tell you about
more details on that
too. What's on your mind coming up?
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The sportsman is in the house to tell us how the family members fared down there in Miami. They're supposed to go down there in Miami and clean up your Minnesota Twins, and that hasn't exactly played out as planned. What's going on, Mark Scogarbo?
Well, it was just too exuberant. I'm afraid victory was in the air as the Heat pranced around by the hundreds of thousands. Gleeful, victorious NBA fans seemed to rub off on the Miami team, and the Twins didn't help. They were playing kind of shoddy. Diamond, he's been having some problems. He's been pitching great four innings, and then the fifth and the sixth inning, it seems as though something happens to him. I think he turns into Mr. Wimpy.
What's going on here?
The Diamond has gotten rough, and so now they have to play 18 games in 18 days, including seven with the Yanks, four with Toronto, who just went on an 11-game winning streak. They start go back to Kansas City, where they should win. But this is make it or break it time. If they can't win half of these games, they're going to really be in trouble, and they're playing some really tough competition. So,
because Miami
challenge
stinks.
Yeah, they do. They
stink. If we can't beat Miami, how do we beat the Yankees?
Well, that's the wonderful capricious nature of sports. Rocky can win. Balboa can do it. They look good. They're tantalizingly good. Their rookies are looking better and better. Their pitching staff looks great for four innings, and then poof. Turn into, and they've had some injuries, but no, they're getting closer and closer to that wall with about 88 games left.
What do you make of this Aaron Hernandez story?
Oof, that's just kind of sad.
Is he guilty, do you think?
Well, I'm not on the jury there, but it doesn't sound too grand.
No.
But I am moving to Fargo, you know, and the Redhawks are here.
So you're done with Aaron Hernandez already?
It makes me, gives me the willies really bad.
It does?
Yeah, I don't think football players should kill one another.
No, I'm in full agreement with you.
I just think that's bad behavior and really wrong.
Yeah.
And the Red Hawks keep winning.
You don't want to talk about Aaron Hernandez?
No. Would you? Go ahead. I mean, obviously it's intrigued you in some manner.
Well, the Patriots cut him after the arrest. That's probably appropriate, right?
I think so.
Regardless of what happened.
Most teams don't like it when you go out and murder people.
Yeah. You just said you weren't the jury, so you pretty much you think he's done this already.
Well,
should he get his day in court before he gets cut, or?
Well, maybe that would be another way of looking at it.
But just the fact that he's been arrested says
it sounds like there's an awful lot of possible circumstantial evidence, at least.
If you missed this at all, he was charged with murder and the shooting death of a friend that evidently had angered him at a nightclub a few days earlier.
Yeah,
and so they took him out of his home in Massachusetts, Attleboro, Massachusetts, yesterday in handcuffs, and they just found this player's bullet-riddled body in an industrial park about a mile away from his house. That's the other thing.
Well, yeah, a lot of people live within a mile of somebody's house, but you know the big blow up in the nightclub and sounds like some witnesses.
He was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiance, and there evidently had been a little altercation at some sort of bar. There's just a lot of smoke here, isn't there?
I'm afraid so. It was so distracting for the Patriots anyway, and they, you know.
All right, so now we can talk about the Red Hawks. I'm sorry. Let's talk about something more pleasant than Hernandez.
Well, they're just playing great, and they're in first place by three and a half.
Sorry to do this for you for the third time.
What?
You said the whole Hernandez story gives you willies?
Mm.
His tattoos give me willies. What's with the spider web?
Well,
is that what that is?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he thought of himself as a spider and an arachnid, and he killed this man. He might have done it. You know, if he's innocent, then forgive me.
Give me willies. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. The Red Hawks won. There's a good news sports news story of the day, right?
Well, it is. Berquin, three-hit game. They're 2.5 games in front of Winnipeg, who also won. But they are really looking like the class team in their division. And remember, they lost 8 of their first 10. So, come on. Look this way, Minnesota. Get fired up. The Red Hawks can show you the path to the true...
Family fun, by the way.
Yep.
If you haven't been to a Red Hawks game yet, now's your chance.
And it's fun to be around a winner. A lot of times Friday nights they have fireworks.
They've been gone for a while, and they're home this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wimbledon is just, people are literally dropping like flies, falling all over the grass, many injuries. Federer got beat. The big guys are dropping out of Wimbledon, just a really fun tennis tournament. Even Sharapova fell down and got out of that, lost early. Big night in professional basketball.
The draft.
Yep.
What are the T-Wolves? What do they pick?
Number 9 and 26 and 52 and 59. Might trade up for a super shooting guard. Timberwolves were last in three-point shooting at 30% in the league. They've got a couple of guys like Oladipo that is a great shooter. But even at number 9, if it comes down to them, and a lot of people are saying, just hold on, because we don't want to give up Derek Williams or somebody really pricey or good that we'd give up, because they think this Kentavious Caldwell-Pope from Georgia is a great outside shooter, and they think he should be there at number 9. So Jim Suhan, Minneapolis, in the forum, he from the Star Tribune, said, just stay put. Flip's best move might be no move. And Flip says, we need shooting, but we want a multi-purpose player. We don't want a player who's just a shooter. We want a player who can defend, shoot, make plays, get out there and run. You know, with Ricky Rubio, if he can get this genius of eye-hand magic, of assists and attitude and spunk and spark and cheerfulness, we could get a really positive partner to him, and then Love stays well, and Budinger's coming back. He was injured most of the year. He's a really good three-point shooter, plus he's big.
Who's calling the shots here? Flip Saunders?
New boss. Flip Saunders, 58. He's going to be in charge of this big draft night, so there's no superstar. There's still debate about who's going to go number one, and so it's not like we have any LeBron going on, but you never know.
The North Dakota Associated Press Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association doled out their awards for the year. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Marcus Williams, the Male Athlete of the Year. Bison.
How fun is that?
Craig Bull, the Coach of the Year. And the Team of the Year, the North Dakota State football team. So they just clean sweep there big time.
You know, and the enthusiasm, the selling out all of their season tickets so fast, having such demand that the demand exceeded the available supply of 12,000 by another 1,300. And
that's cool.
You know, they're just a really solid program.
University of Mary's Melissa Agnew was the Female Athlete of the Year. She's a track star. Good for her. And the Minot State soccer coach, Jason Spain, the Female Team Coach of the Year. The team was the Williston State basketball and Minot State softball team.
Well, congratulations to them.
Exactly right. Anything else on sports, Mr. Skogerbo?
Except, you know, a lot of baseball and golf has been getting damped by all this rain. The American Legion over there at Jack Williams Stadium is really kind of subdued, but they figure that eventually they'll get to play a bunch of games. But both golf and there's a lot of golf and baseball impediments because of all the water.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Except go Twins and God bless the Timberwolves tonight.
An email from a listener says, I was listening to AM 1100, a talk show early this morning. The host had North Dakota Senator Hovind on the air with him. The topic was the immigration bill and the 700-foot fence. The host dissected Hovind with great precision. I think he means
Mr. Bennett.
Figuratively. No, he's talking about Hugh Hewitt.
Oh, Hugh Hewitt, early on. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was obvious Hovind was caught flat-footed and could not answer the host's questions regarding the fence and the rest of the immigration bill. Mr. Hoban frequently stated that he needs to get back to the host. Senator Hoban was ill-prepared to face the host, the talk show host, practicing attorney who litigates in front of the Ninth Circuit Court. United States Senator John Hoban is an embarrassment to our state,
oops,
says Gene in West Fargo. Someone else heard that interview and had a very different opinion of it in our audience, which I find interesting. Hugh Hewitt had a great interview with John Hoban at 3 this morning. He tried to get his point across on the importance of a double fence on the border. I guess he's saying he tried to. So that issue remains front and center.
Well, kind of back a few steps. Isn't it funny how far back some of these issues, like how many people remember that all of a sudden we got to do something about global warming just the day before? You know, just boom, poof, because of the Supreme Court, the five people in the Supreme Court with lifetime serving appointments completely rattled everybody's cage.
Exactly right. Are you going to take me to school about the founders today? Can we talk about freedom?
Well, let's just talk about freedom with responsibility. I've got this great guest coming on, O'Keefe, and he says he calls his whole project Veritas.
Truth.
Truth.
In Latin.
It's not
yes.
Abraham Lincoln, who I call the last founding father, because he said everything he did was informed by the Declaration of Independence. And he said you can have your own opinion, but you can't have your own facts.
Mm-hmm. What is truth?
Truth.
How do we define truth?
Truth is something that is true in all applications. It is something that is real, that is defensible. Like one man, one woman marriage is much better than any other, especially two fathers or two mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is something the founding fathers defined as resonates with the heart of God. Going right back to where rights come from in the very beginning of our nation's creed, or the preamble to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, which we will celebrate on the 4th of July, says, we hold these truths, to be self-evident. Some truths are absolutely so self-evident because, like the law of gravity, like the law of self-evident truth that all men are created equal. If you look at any man of any color and really get past color, shade, size, their soul, their eternal soul, has equal value. You know, the golden rule further attests to the fact that we got to care about our neighbors just as much as we care about ourselves. That's the kind of truth that gives a healthy society, gives a happy society. The pursuit of happiness is a right that God gives us and is now being denied to millions of children who will be adopted and fostered by same-sex couples. The founding fathers would be aghast because they say all these gifts of freedom, liberty, life come from God. So truth is that the natural and best state of man is responsible freedom. The father of our Constitution, James Madison, said our Constitution won't work unless people are rightly governed by the Ten Commandments of God. Truth. Veritas.
I love that word. And what it stands for. And it definitely is under attack, without question. That's a Freedom Minute. Mark Skogerbo will tell you about the weather coming up next. Daryl's on the line from Odor Medicine. Tell us about your product, Daryl.
Hey, good day. Today we're introducing our brand new product that we've been selling to car dealerships and environmental companies for years. It uses the power of chlorine dioxide to eliminate all types of odors, right down to pet odors, dog urine, cat urine, mouse smell. We use it basically for autos, homes, you name it. And what it'll do is you basically buy our product, go to getridofsmellnow.com.
So, Daryl, you're telling me your product doesn't mask odor. It gets rid of the odor.
Yes, what it does, it uses the power of chlorine dioxide to basically oxidize the odor molecule, and it actually eliminates the cause of the odor permanently. It does not mask it.
100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get 10% off and free priority shipping for the first 25 orders, plus 10% off your order. Get rid of smell now.com. Hurry.
When Nessa Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESET consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty. Even though we step out into other basins, this is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESET consulting service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
In Fargo, Moorhead, 66 in Tioga. Humidity is off the charts in the patch, about 73%. West wind at 7 miles an hour. Clear humidity at 61%. West wind at 14 in Fargo. Also, Grand Forks, 70 at this hour. Partly cloudy, 68% humidity. Winds northwest at 14. Jamestown, 69 and clear. Williston, 67 and clear. So a little idea of what we're looking at temp-wise. How about our forecast? Let's start with the Red River Valley. Mostly sunny, high near 84 today. West, northwest wind, 13 to 17. Gusts as high as 23 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low about 62. Sunny and 79 tomorrow. On Friday, with a north-northwest wind at 11 to 21 and gusts as high as 26. Finally, some showers again. To say finally, because if you go a day and a half without showers, it's pretty bizarre here the last couple of days. But didn't have any yesterday, none today, none tomorrow. Finally, tomorrow night, a chance of showers. In the wee hours of the morning, about 58 for a low. Same thing Saturday. Sunny on Sunday, and a high near 79. All right, so there's a sense of the valley forecast. If you're keeping tabs on what this weather's going to do, let's go up to the patch. We're talking low 80s today under sunny skies. West wind at 13 to 17. Gusts at high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight clear. Low around 53. Gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. So windy again. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 79. How about that? No, I don't see any rain in the forecast through Sunday night. Nowhere. Friday night clear 56. Saturday sunny 76. Saturday night clear 57. Sunday mostly sunny 78. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 60. There's a string of some rain-free days strung together that is a little unusual as well. So that's a check of the weather for you on the What's on Your Mind preview. Common Sense Club a little later on today with Mark Scogarbo. And yours truly, joined by Steve Bakken here momentarily when we welcome the audiences of... In addition to AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 The Flag, Bakken Talk Radio will be joined by 550K Far, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, and light up the most listened to radio talk show all across North Dakota and the Northern Plain. If you haven't done it yet, in your speed dial, add us, 800-228-0550, right there in your favorites. 800-228-0550. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you've not followed us on Facebook yet, you can do that there. Speaking of which, ask this question today. Do you think it's wrong for the North Dakota University System, an employer, to be looking at the emails of its employee, in this case, NDSU President Dean Brashani? Does that violate privacy? Is it compromising the email? Or is it something employees should expect using work emails? Kevin says if President Brashani wants privacy, he should get honest employment in the private sector. Sue says when an employee uses an employer's email system, it should be for a job-related purpose. There's no expectation of privacy. Ron says there's no expectation of privacy in private or public positions. Christine says, good one, Ron. Les says, most workplaces will tell you they will monitor your emails, so there's no expectation of privacy. Corey says, if it's a correspondence to his work account, his employer has every right to read his messages. If it's his personal email account, then hands off. Now, this is the university system email. I am amazed, quite honestly, and we're going to talk about this today a little bit on the program, that how quick people are to... assign ulterior motives to the university system, but the universities themselves are lily white. And this is a prime example. A forum editorial today on this, on one hand, says, let's be careful about conclusions before the facts are in. That's always a great bit of advice. But they raise some questions like, if someone in the university system office messed with the NDSU president's emails, who was it? Who, if anyone, ordered an IT person to do it? Or, and this possibility seems unlikely, was it a technical glitch? What role, if any, did booted Chancellor Shivani have in attempting to embarrass NDSU and its presidents? After all, it's clear after Shivani issued his phony and mean-spirited evaluations of presidents, he's not above taking parting shots at his antagonists. What role, if any, did legislators who believe Shivani was the second coming have in all this? Since several of them were livid with Brashani and other campus presidents, who were delighted to see Shivani self-destruct. Let's be careful about conclusions before the facts are in. That issue, the Supreme Court, and its assault on truth. Plus, we're going to compare the results of a national survey on large soda drinks to the opinions of the North Dakotans all on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.